Eli Lilly's obesity pill Foundayo is showing remarkable consistency across all stages of menopause, according to new trial analyses presented at the American Diabetes Association conference. This represents a significant breakthrough because hormonal changes during menopause often make weight loss treatments less effective, but Foundayo delivered consistent results in pre, peri, and postmenopausal women.
The market implications are substantial. Obesity treatments represent one of the fastest-growing pharmaceutical markets, with annual revenue projections exceeding $50 billion by 2030. Lilly's ability to demonstrate efficacy across different hormonal states significantly expands their addressable patient population and competitive positioning against rivals like Novo Nordisk.
In battery technology, Solidion Technology raised $35 million, following what they describe as a battery patent surge. The company has been developing advanced lithium-ion and solid-state battery technologies, and their successful fundraising suggests investors believe their intellectual property portfolio provides sustainable, competitive advantages.
Panasonic's announcement that they'll produce data center batteries at their Kansas plant by fiscal 2028 reflects the growing intersection between battery technology and artificial intelligence infrastructure. Data centers require massive battery backup systems to ensure continuous operation, and AI workloads are particularly sensitive to power interruptions because training cycles can take weeks or months to complete.
The geographic distribution of these manufacturing investments is notable. Panasonic chose Kansas partly due to federal incentives for domestic battery production, but also because of proximity to renewable energy sources and transportation infrastructure. As data centers expand across the American Midwest to take advantage of cheaper electricity, battery manufacturing is following the same geographic patterns.
Clear Robotics raised $1.75 million to scale their autonomous ship fleet, which addresses a different aspect of supply chain automation. While most attention focuses on autonomous vehicles for land transportation, maritime shipping represents a huge opportunity for automation because ships operate in relatively controlled environments with fewer regulatory restrictions than road vehicles.
The autonomous shipping market is particularly attractive because crew costs represent a significant portion of maritime operating expenses, and autonomous systems can operate continuously without rest requirements. Clear Robotics' approach focuses on smaller vessels that can be retrofitted with autonomous systems rather than building entirely new ships.
Google's TPU shipments are projected to surge eightfold by 2028, according to Mizuho analysts. This reflects growing demand for specialized AI processing chips that are optimized for specific workloads rather than general-purpose computing. As AI applications become more specialized, companies need processors designed for particular types of calculations.
The competitive dynamics in AI chip markets are evolving rapidly. While NVIDIA dominates graphics processing units used for AI training, companies like Google are developing specialized chips for specific AI applications. This suggests the AI hardware market might fragment into multiple specialized segments rather than remaining dominated by general-purpose GPU providers.
Russia's decision to pause Putin's surveillance systems over AI spying fears reveals interesting tensions within authoritarian technology adoption. Even governments that invest heavily in surveillance technology are concerned about AI systems that might be vulnerable to foreign intelligence services or could be used to monitor government officials themselves.
The broader implication is that AI surveillance systems create mutual vulnerability. They can be powerful tools for monitoring populations, but they also create potential security risks if the AI systems are compromised or manipulated by adversaries. This represents a fundamental tension in how authoritarian governments approach AI deployment.